Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Attention, terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Man, this is something that would totally happen to me. My email inbox is a mess. Oh, it's a mess. because the same email that they publish for me here publicly is also the ones they use to communicate with me at work. It's like being drowned every day. I think I could have a part-time assistant just to go through my email. So this is totally something that would happen to me. Plus, I wouldn't believe it. A woman almost missed an email about a $3 million lottery win. Because it went to spam. No, you can totally see that. Would you click on, you won $3 million. Yeah, right. Okay, fine. Except she did. She did. A Michigan woman named Laura Spears was looking through her spam folder for a missing email from a friend. She came across a notification she'd won the lottery. Now, here's the shocking part. It was legit. Laura had purchased a Mega Millions ticket in the Michigan lottery, you know, from the website 3 weeks prior. She matched five numbers to win $1 million, and she had a megaplier to multiply her prize by three, so it's $3 million. She did something smart, though. She didn't click anything in the email, logged onto her Michigan lottery account, see if it was real. It was. Excuse me. And she claimed her prize. So just, you know, let them know by email. Not sure that's a good strategy. Yeah, most people be like, I didn't win the lottery, whatever. I'm not clicking on that. It's probably a virus. You think they'd call about something like, but I guess they just don't.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.